It's music time in Africa. Hello, friends. This is Susan Moran, welcoming you again to Music Time in Africa, a program of popular and traditional African music, featuring some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. For today's program, I've selected some recordings from our Voice of America music library, and from time to time, we'll call on our Voice of America music man, Leo Sarkisian, to share with us some of the fine recordings from his own personal collection. It's Music Time in Africa. Our musical journey today takes us to southwestern Zambia, the home of about 100,000 people of the Tonga tribe. Little is known of Tonga history before the 1800s, and there seems to be no tradition of migration and no legends concerning their arrival in what is called Tonga Land. An artistic and musical people with many kinds of exciting dance music, the Tonga have developed quite a variety of musical instruments. We'll begin the show today with a medley of two Mankutu dance songs, recorded during an actual public performance by a group of men and women. The Mankutu dance is usually performed with dancers forming a large ring, and then other dancers coming out in pairs, dancing together for a while, going around the ring of dancers for a few steps, doing a rather stiff and formal little dance, and then returning to the crowd, after which another pair of dancers takes their place. The first dance begins with hand-clapping accompaniment, and then a drum group joins in for the second number.
Thank you.
Mankuntu dance music of the Tonga people in Zambia. A favorite instrument of the Tonga musicians is the one-string kalumbo bow. In this next recording, the bow has a gourd resonator attached to it, and it's played by striking the string with a reed. The tune is a party song performed just for entertainment and fun. We have two more party songs here by a group of Tonga men from the Gwembe district of Tongaland in Zambia. They sing about Anatomi, which means, in the Valley Tonga language, mid-season. This time falls between May and July and is the interval between sowing and reaping the winter crops. The second tune in the medley is still a party song, though you'd hardly guess it from its plaintive title, Nobody Loves Me. The Tonga in the Gwembe district have another interesting and unusual instrument they call the chikere-kere. This is a four-note xylophone of the loose-note variety, and it's just about as simple an arrangement as you can imagine. The four notes are roughly hewn pieces of wood laid across the lap and played by means of sticks. In this case, the player stood behind the young man on whose lap the notes were lying and leaned over his shoulder to beat the notes. The man acting as the xylophone sat on a stool with his feet up on another stool, and standing just under his thighs, below the notes, was a large barrel-shaped resonator. This instrument is played out in the fields when preparing the winter gardens in May. Once the planting is done, the xylophone notes are gathered up and put to a very practical use. They're added to the firewood pile, and new notes are cut the following year. The xylophone player in this recording is Timoti Sadimbi, and he brings us a medley of four short seed planting tunes. That was a medley for seed planting time, played on the Chikerikere four-note xylophone of the Tonga tribe. Living along the shores of the great Zambezi River, some of the Tonga build canoes from 20 to 30 feet long. They are called buate and are made from the munga tree, which grows to considerable size and girth in the rich soil near the river. In this recording, we hear a group of Tonga men singing for the launching of a new canoe. The owner, Kaini Telo, was standing proudly by while this song was sung.
I didn't
Our final selection today is a recording of the popular Gororombe dance of the Tonga. A group of young men and women sing and dance to the accompaniment of an ensemble of four drums, four end-blown flutes, and an assortment of rattles. An interesting thing about this performance is that the player of one of the drums, the djenje, used his right heel to raise and lower the pitch of his instrument. This can be heard quite clearly in the recording.
Yeah.
Well, friends, our time has run out, but I hope you've enjoyed listening to Music Time in Africa. Now, this is Susan Moran saying goodbye and inviting you to join me next time for more traditional and popular African music on Music Time in Africa.
Right now, this listening reminder from the Voice of America's Africa service. Be sure to tune in African Panorama weekdays over most of these same frequencies for the latest world and African news. You'll also hear in-depth reports on African news developments direct from our correspondents on that continent, as well as from those around the world. You can hear African Panorama twice daily at 16 and 19 hours Greenwich Mean Time on frequencies in the 11, 13, 16, 19, 25, 41, or 49-meter bands shortwave. Now until next time, this is Bill Castle in Washington saying so long for Music Time in Africa.